cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody. You are listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week. Carol Messer along with Jess Matten. We want to take just a little bit of a step back as my master hinge and the sun comes through the window, as it does late afternoon here at Bloomberg. A little breather for you. And we wanted to get into what's going on in the consumer discretionary space. And we're talking about big spending, if you will. Chuck Cashman is Chief Revenue Officer, Executive VP of the publicly held small cap seller of recreational boats. We're talking about Marine Max. He joins us via Zoom from Clearwater, Florida. Chuck, nice to have you here. How are you? And tell us about business. How's it going?
Well, I'm well, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, business in our segment, look, there, you know, you're listening to what you all are talking about today. There's not a lot of great news out there. However, our industry continues to have great interest from customers, seems to have a little more resilience from some of the economic bad news that's out there. And coming off of a couple of phenomenal years from really elevated by COVID, the demand for people to get on the water with their families has probably never been higher. So, you know, we can give you a little ray of sunshine on a gloomy Friday.
So that interest of people, I'm a sailor, I love boats, do a lot of looking sometimes, but you don't always do buying. So you said there's a lot of interest, great interest. Is that interest turning into purchases?
You know, it is. It isn't happening with the same veracity that it was happening maybe a couple years ago or even 18 months ago, but it's still happening. And it's happening at a pretty reputable pace. So yes, there is the there is the shopping that always goes on, and there's the looking and the evaluating. And as, you know, as outside forces maybe work against consumer discretionary, there's a little more evaluation. But good products are holding up well under evaluation, under scrutiny, as we call it. And yeah, we're still pretty optimistic that it's going to be a great year.
So Chuck, it sounds like a lot of this banking turmoil isn't affecting your business.
You know, it's probably too early to tell. The turmoil is very recent. You know, we did a quick check to see if we had any exposure at any of these banks, and we don't, thankfully, and most of our customers don't. But look, it creates an overhang. It certainly creates a mood and an aura that isn't exactly what you want, you know, to wake your day up to. But the people that want to go boating with their family, you know, despite the bad news from a bank, they're still going to look and they're still going to go. They're not going to be deterred from that.
Well, who's your typical buyer? Because I do think about, you know, one of the things that we've talked to on this side is kind of the high-end real estate, and certainly coming off of Wall Street bonuses, maybe not as much as some as they've been in the past. So who is your typical buyer?
When you talk about Marine Max, right, we're a company that sells from 13 feet to 100 plus meters. So it's really hard to kind of pigeonhole a typical buyer, but I can tell you.
Or who buys the boat? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you know, they're generally people that love their family. They love their friends. They love to socialize. They love a little bit of autonomy. They kind of want to get away from maybe a crowded park or a crowded hotel or a crowded cruise ship, a crowded resort. They want to take their family and get away from it all a little bit. So there's always that that essence of independence, that autonomy that we look for. Now, in the space that we're talking about, kind of with Fraser Yachts, the ultra high net worth, you know, they're very entrepreneurial. There's not a lot of people that are getting W-2s that are buying 100-meter boats. They're people that they've generally worked hard. They've made their money. Sometimes it's generational money. Other times it's money that they've made. We are seeing the average buyer come down a little bit in age, where it used to be 55 to 65. Now it's touching in the 40s, you know, 40 to mid 50. But you know, they're people that you would expect. They're people that just want to get away from the mainstream and get out on the water. They generally like nature. They love, you know, they love being on the water.
Mm-hmm. What are the specific price points we're talking about when it comes to these boats?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm on the Fraser Yacht website, and we're talking 79 million, 80 million.
That's right. That'll get you in the game. That'll get you in the game.
I'm just going to say, these are some mega motor yachts, if you will. This is what you're talking about, right?
It is. So we have a big show coming up in our industry, in the boating community, the Palm Beach Boat Show. We're pretty excited about that. We'll have a boat there that's you know, in the mid $100 million range. It's probably the biggest boat in the show. One of the biggest boats for sale in the world right now, 246 feet. But that's not your typical sail. It certainly is. You know, it's a flagship for our fleet, and we're really proud to represent it. And in all honesty, you know, I expect that we'll meet the future owner of the boat this coming weekend in Palm Beach, or next weekend rather.
Do you have any Russian oligarchs or tech titans that are buying these boats?
Well, you know, tech titans possibly, certainly some of those are well known, right? They're some of the most, and actually, you know, some of the former tech owners that have owned yachts have done a lot to kind of shape the industry. But in terms of the Russian oligarch, no, there's, you know, they were never a large segment of our business. They were noteworthy because they certainly spent a lot of money and they were very flashy. But in reality, the world has kind of shut that down, rightfully so. So they're on the sidelines for now.
Well, it's kind of interesting. So when you look at the outlook for the market, we certainly deal with, as you know, I mean, I'm looking at some headlines crossing. The New York Times reporting First Republic plans cash raise by selling shares. That's got that stock under pressure. I'm looking at Credit Suisse, Financial Times coming out, UBS in talks to acquire all or part of Credit Suisse. I mean, this is currently what dominates certainly much of our conversations right now. And this is ahead of a Fed meeting where we're trying to see whether or not the Fed ultimately ups rates again or pauses for a moment. How does all of this thinking ultimately bottom line factor into your world? And I'm thinking, if somebody's spending $100 million on a yacht, it probably doesn't matter, but not everybody's going to spend that much. So I'm wondering how you, as someone who is, you know, a senior exec at a company, how you're thinking about this.
So we're going to kind of bifurcate it, trifurcate it. I mean, we'll really take it into segments. The entry level buyer, they're under a little bit of duress right now. The interest rate, you know, the Fed's raising the interest rates to slow the economy down. The only way you slow the economy down is to make it painful for people to do business. So they're going to be affected. There's no question. We're seeing that now with the, you know, with the maybe sub $100,000 segment. They're under pressure. Interest rates really do affect that. Even though they're historically low, they're much higher than they were a year ago. So there's an impact there. But as you start going up in terms of average selling price,
right,
you start getting into $1 million, $2 million, they have money, they have resource to cash, or they finance. What we are actually seeing, even in a rising rate environment, we're seeing more people finance,
right,
because of the, you know, they want to hold their cash.
Yeah, interesting.
The market, I think the market's way undervalued right now. I mean, if you believe that it's undervalued, you would keep cash to time getting back in or getting in deeper,
right,
to kind of help with some of the holdings that you have.
All right, Chuck, we've got to run. Chuck Cashman over at Marine Max.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.